Good evening, Charleston Church. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Welcome to this special service as we conclude our prayer and fasting time corporately. Why don't you turn around to a few people and just welcome them here, and then we'll come together to worship together.
Yes, freedom. Freedom. God is great and glorious, and we put our trust in your name, Jesus, able to save and deliver us. We put our hope in your name, Jesus. Sing blessing, blessing and honor, glory and power unto our God. Forever and ever, all of the honor, all of the praise is yours. Yours forever, Lord, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift him up tonight. Shout. Whoa. 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 Come on. Shout it out. Hey. Whoa. Put our hope in your name, Jesus. Nothing to fear, you are here with us. Yeah. We put our hope in your name, Jesus. Oh, come on. Blessing and honor, glory and power to our God forever and ever. All of the praise is yours. Yeah. Come on, church. Shout it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God, he reigns. He does. Hallelujah. Lift him up in this house. Shout that our God is in control. He's steadfast, unmover. Nothing's impossible. Cause our God, he reigns forever. Our God is in control. Steadfast, unmovable. Nothing's impossible. Our God reigns. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, nothing. Come on. Hey. Our God is in control. Steadfast, unmovable. God.
Let's lift our hands in praise for what he's about to do. Amen. Hallelujah. We've already seen him do such great things, but begin to worship him if you would with me. And let's magnify God. We just want this whole service to be filled with his presence. If you're watching online, in your home, in the hospital, wherever you may be, just begin to praise God as you can, wherever you are. But let's magnify God. This is not going to be service as usual. This is just going to be spending time in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Would you begin to magnify him, glorify him? Prepare your heart for the table of the Lord. Come on, prepare your heart for the table of the Lord. Miracles happen at God's table. Bodies are healed at God's table. Lives are restored at God's table. Hopes are renewed at God's table. Hallelujah. Visions restored at God's table today. I want the board members to come. Just continue to worship, folks. Pray. Love God. Speak to him. We're just going to let God have his way here. I'm telling you, don't put any limit on what God will do for you this night. This is the night. Hallelujah. Prayers have been combined. So much going to happen. I pray that every part of the service that is put together tonight for us, that you receive something out of every bit of it. But the great need that you've come with in your heart, one of these parts of the service is where you just connect your faith to God. How many know you got to put your faith in God and know that God can do anything in response to faith? Hallelujah. This is not a quiet service. This is a service to be bold and to be strong in the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Anybody glad that Jesus went to a cross publicly? Anybody glad Jesus was buried and rose again publicly? Hallelujah. Praise God. What Jesus did didn't take place in a corner or in a valley or without witnesses. The Bible says we have infallible proofs of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm looking at hundreds of infallible proofs here tonight. And we thank God. Many things change as they ought, but one thing does not, and that's the power of the body of Christ. The body represents the removal of your sins of the past. And the cup, which is the juice, represents the new covenant, the power of the Holy Spirit for our future. And in one moment, in one part of the service, we say, thank God, my shame and guilt are forever buried in the love of God. And my future and my vision and my hope are forever sealed by the blood of Jesus. Come on, we got a reason to rejoice when we gather at the Father's table. We got something to celebrate at the Father's table. And whatever the enemy has tried to do this year to pull you back into yesteryear or in a season of the past, you need to take that bread tonight and say, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. My sin are buried with the body of Christ. When you take that cup, allow the Holy Spirit to pour out his power on you. Allow the Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and say, I have a new covenant. I have a powerful covenant. I'm not trying to do this because I have to. I got a heart that says I want to do the things of God. Amen. If you just cooperate with us, we're going to have ushers at these two aisles, and we'll start from the front and move our way. More than likely, the regulars are sitting down front. They'll show you the way. But Heavenly Father, we pray your blessing on this table tonight. We don't take for granted. God, we'd never want to get casual about our time around the table, fellowshipping with you, and we do this collectively as a family. Lord, may our hearts be right with you. God, we examine ourselves. We say, Lord, let there be no way in me that would be unpleasing to you. Not, Lord, not out of trying to curry favor, but Lord, more out of because we love you. And we want to be the people that you saved. You suffered and died, not that we could have partial victory, but that we could be a people of complete victory. And we give you thanks. Now, when we go to take this natural bread and this natural juice, we believe they resemble something spiritual. A miracle will take place tonight as our faith becomes tangible. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's worship with these folks and we'll serve you.
Let's have a meal. Let me reveal who I am. I'm your Savior, I will kneel down and wash all the sin from your soul. I'm your servant, I am all you need. I'm the lamb that was slain, and my blood washes you clean.
You can come this way. Come on, bud. Come right this way. That's it. When you come around, you go around that way. You folks are going to go that way. All right. Same over here. You already got it. Go ahead.
We cry worthy, we cry worthy,
slain, and your blood washes us clean. You're the pure sacrifice, then my life. Oh, sing it again, church. You're the Lamb. Your blood washes us clean. You're the pure sacrifice. Let your life give us life. You're the Lamb.
Take the bread if you would, please. Well, first let me ask you, if you look around you, make sure that everybody's been served that wants to be. Sometimes I wonder, I don't want anybody to be overlooked. They can't physically get here. Okay, good. Thank you. Take that cracker that represents the broken body. Yeah, we'll help you. Come on. Praise God. Praise God. Good. I'd have felt bad if there's somebody missed. Take that bread that represents the body of Christ. You know, our faith is strong tonight. I feel the strength of the faith of that God's put in us. Sometimes we can be in a condition so long that we can get used to it. Authority, you know, having faith means I know I can be healed, but authority says I refuse to stay sick. Try that on you one more time. Faith says, I believe I can be healed, but authority says, I refuse to stay sick. Amen. Amen. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God for the risen Savior. Lord, I pray bodies be healed. By your stripes, we are healed. I speak healing over your body. As soon as you eat this tonight, I believe that God is putting a healing motion in place. Hallelujah. And maybe even accelerated healing takes place. Take and eat it all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take that cup if you would, please. The shed blood of Jesus. The new covenant. Thank God. Lord, I pray that when we take this cup tonight, it's simple juice, but what it represents is powerful, powerful substance ordained from heaven, the blood of the Lamb of God. Thank you. No other blood could accomplish what yours did. God, all of our blood put together would mean nothing. But Jesus, you shed your blood. It was a visible symbol to tell us your love, your life given for our life. Praise God. You took our sickness and gave us health. You took our sin and gave us righteousness. You took our shame and gave us a purity, a clean slate, as I heard somebody say this morning, Lord. Lord, we take this, and as we do it, we believe our faith strengthens and our bodies are healed. Drink it all in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of you just, you got to learn to let yourself wait in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. We are standing. Holy ground,
and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise
He's here tonight.
Jesus. Jesus, now we are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing.
Come on, enjoy the Lord tonight.
On holy ground. I know that there are angels
all around.
Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing home.
We're going to sing that again. I think it'd be all right. You don't even have to leave your seat if you don't want to, but just turn and find somebody to pray with there. Let's just have a create a space of prayer, if you would. Just find somebody and just begin to pray for them. Just feel like in a moment right there, this is an opportunity for you. Just begin to pray the person to the right, in front of you, behind you. Just agree with them right now that whatever God wants to accomplish in their heart and their life, it's going to happen tonight.
When I walked through the door, I sensed His presence.
That's it. That's a beautiful sound. Pray, church.
And I knew this was the place that love abounds. Or this is the temple Jehovah God abides here. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing,
amen,
on holy ground. And I know that there are angels all around, all around. Let us pray, Jesus, now. We are standing in
Your presence on holy ground.
In His presence there is joy beyond all measure, and at His feet peace of mind can still be found.
Hallelujah. Tell me He's here tonight.
If you have a need, I know He has an answer. Oh, reach out and claim it, for you are standing on holy ground.
All over this ground,
let us praise Jesus now. Oh, let us praise.
He responds to praise. He responds to prayer.
His presence.
Come on, let's give Him something to respond to tonight.
We are standing.
Let's give Him something that He can inhabit tonight. Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. In his presence there is joy.
Amen. Amen.
Beyond all measure.
Amen. Praise God. I love his presence tonight.
At his feet, peace of mind can still be found. If you have a need, oh, I know he has an answer.
I'm ready for some of those answers tonight. Hallelujah.
To reach out and claim it. Oh, you are standing on holy ground.
Oh, yeah.
You are standing on holy ground. And I know that there are angels. Let us praise. We've come to praise. Yes, we have. Jesus now. We are standing in his presence. On holy ground.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a good thank you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Musicians, you could stay positioned. If you'd like to have a seat, you can do that for a minute. Tonight, we really want to take this to another level. For 21 days, we've decided that we would set aside time to fast. That's to deny the flesh. To get ourselves in the Word. And then last, to spend time with God. It positions us for more than good feelings. But we're positioning ourselves for a manifestation of the promises of God. And what we've started tonight, and what we started in 21 days, will become reality if you're still waiting, if you learn two principles. If you learn how to agree and decree. And we got some people here that are going to come up and they're going to make some prayer declarations. Hallelujah. And we're going to put our faith together and then we're going to move into a more powerful time of worship as we decree tonight and the rest of this year. Jesus is Lord, the devil is defeated, and there's nothing too hard for our faith. Amen. God can do absolutely anything. So this is not your typical service, though it could become one. I mean, though our services could become more like this as we go on through the year. Let me just give you some scriptures quickly. Job said in chapter 20, verse 22, 28, you will declare a thing and it will be established to you. So light will shine on your ways. Most anxiety that anybody has is over their future. Satan loves to spy out the uncertainty of your tomorrow and torment you today and prey on you. But I can assure you tonight, the greatest way to destroy the daily attack of the enemy is to agree with God and decree God's word over your life. When you begin to decree the prophecies that God has given to you, you begin to agree with what God is reminiscing about. Prophecy is God reminiscing about something he's already seen take place in your future. And so anytime I get into the Bible and I begin to get a scripture and it stands out to me and it lifts off the pages and I begin to say, wow, that is speaking to me. All of a sudden, when I decree what God is saying to me, I am prophesying over my future something that God says is a part of his memory. But I've got to agree with what he's saying and then I have to decree what he's saying. See, the devil knows the power of agreement. For the devil knew in heaven, if he could get some angels in agreement with him, or he thought, then he could take over. And somehow even the devil was able to deceive an angel in heaven into agreeing with him. And how many of the people of God get lied to by the devil, and they stop agreeing with God, and they start agreeing with the devil, and they end up in a place they should never have been? But I can tell you tonight, I've decided I'm going to disagree with everything the devil says. I'm going to agree with everything that God says, and I'm going to decree it over this church. Hallelujah. Everybody in your life that is not spiritual is speaking to your past, because that's all they can reference you. But if you get some Holy Ghost people around you full of the Spirit of God, they'll talk to you about your future, and they will not have even known about it. Why? That's the gift of prophecy, and prophecy is the memory of God. Isn't that awesome? God in prophecy is telling you something He's already seen. So in God's mind, your victory is already declared. You just got to stop agreeing with that old devil and start agreeing with that old God. In the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 1, and I'm going to get done here real quick, but watch this. Genesis 1, verse 26, and God says, let's make man in our image, and then God blessed them, and He said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish in the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And then in Genesis chapter 2, we find that God makes Adam. Now, a lot of people think they're smarter than the Bible, and they try to explain it. I'll tell you what was happening. God made Adam in Genesis 2, but He spoke to Adam in Genesis 1. How is that possible? God spoke a prophetic word before Adam was made, that he would be fruitful and he'd be a blessing. And when Adam was made, he had to agree what God had already said over his life. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, that before the foundations of the earth were made, God had already designed you and had already pre-planned your life. But if when Adam was made and he heard the word of God and he would not have agreed with what God was saying, he would not be fruitful and multiply. And there is in the spirit realm things that God has already said about us, and what He's waiting for is for us to stop agreeing with our past or the teachings that we heard that are wrong and start agreeing with God, because God has already declared everything about your life. Amos said something powerful, and this is why he said it. Amos was prophesying to the nation of Israel, if you don't stop this, this will happen. And if you'll start doing this, this will happen. And people started to come against Amos. I'll tell you why. Because he was a farmer. And they said, we don't want to hear from you. Who are you to talk to us? And that's when Amos piped up. He says, oh, but if two agree, it shall be done. Now, a lot of people, because they don't read the Bible, mispreach it. And they say, well, if you and I can get together, it will get done. But that's not what Amos was saying. Amos was saying, I don't need you to get together with me. I've already got together with God. And because I'm in agreement with God and I'm decreeing what God has said, I don't care whether you like it or not. People that work with you can deny it, but it doesn't matter. They're not the one you got to get in agreement with. You got to get into agreement with God. People say, well, who do you think you are? Doesn't matter. I know who He is, and if I'm in agreement with who God is, if God says I can be healed, I surely can be healed. If God says my family can be saved, my family surely can be saved. If God says I can have a ministry, then I surely can have a ministry. I've got to disagree with the devil, and I've got to agree with God, and then decree a thing over my life. There are people that go to church, they agree with the devil, and they decree what the devil says. And then complain about the results. I've determined in my heart to be very sensitive. When I hear somebody who's decreeing something that they agreed with that didn't come from heaven, I'm just going to shut my ears and say, I'm going to let that bounce off my ears like everything bounces off my head, and say, I'm going to agree with God. I don't care. I don't care what Facebook hero said it. I want to know, what does God have to say about it? I'm going to stand up and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God said He'll build His church, and I believe He'll build His church. If God says He'll build up a nation, He'll build up a nation. If Jesus said by His stripes we were healed, then baby, we were healed in Jesus' name. Quit quoting your Facebook and Instagram posts and quote the Word of God. Drag that thing into the waters of God's Word and drown it until it doesn't have any place in your life anymore. It's okay to acknowledge the doctor's report, but you don't have to agree with it. It's okay to acknowledge the banker's report, but you don't have to agree with it. What matters most is if you agree with God. No matter what religious pinheads out there playing with their phone the whole service, you just go ahead and get up and preach the word of God and say, I don't need you to get into agreement with the word of God. I got to get into agreement with the word of God. And I'm going to declare that God has the final say. Come on, Nate. Help me. Help me. I'm done. That's my message. Nate, come on up here. All those people that are going to decree tonight, just get up and stand right over here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we're going to practice what I just preached. Before we do it, I want Nate to just testify. You can come up with him, Marianne. He looks better with you beside him. How many of you love Nate and Marianne tonight? And a precious couple. Before you pray, let me just say something, all right? Tell them this miracle that's going on.
A few months ago, my wife and I, well, when we first bought a home, we had no kids, so, you know, as the years go by, we come to realize we need something a little bit bigger. So a few months ago, we had put our house up on the market, and we were believing the Lord to direct us to the right house. And, you know, the Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And so after looking at multiple houses that were on the market, our house wasn't even on the contract. There was nothing that we liked. My wife had a list, and how many of us know women with their lists, you know? But, you know, but on a side note, it's very important to be specific with God. And so my wife was just being specific with God with what she wanted. And so we finally went to go see this house back in November. And when we walked in the house, you know, when you know that God has given you something, you're going to know that you know that you know. There's going to be no doubt in there. So we walked into this house. And I looked at my wife. I said, man, it looks like this house was built exactly for a preacher. I said, we need to put an offer on this thing. And like twice the size of ours that we own right now. But the only problem that we ran into is our house wasn't under contract. Nobody had looked at the house yet. And so we put an offer into the house a little bit less than what they were asking, and they came back with a full price counter, and I said, deal, you got it. And because I knew this was the house that God wanted for us. And so we told them, you have to give us 45 days to put our house on the contract. And they said, we'll give you 45 days to put your house on the contract, or if a better offer comes in, then we're going to, you know, the kick-out clause, we're going to break the contract with you, and we're going to accept their other offer. So this happened in November, I think it was like 43 days after. It was after Christmas. I think we had just, right before January had hit, we were getting close to the end where somebody was coming to look at our house, and hopefully they were going to put in an offer. But the person came, didn't put in an offer. It was actually like 2 days before the kick-out clause would take effect, and somebody had come to the owners of the house and give them an offer. And because they didn't have to wait to sell a house, they in turn contacted us and told us that we're going to have to break the contract with you, and we're going to give this other house to these other people. And then what frustrated me even more was the person who came to look at my house right after they broke the contract with us. They looked at it once, they looked at it twice, and finally, this was the person that was going to make an offer on our house. And so, you know, when I started telling everybody that the house was taken away from us, you know, I had told some people here, I told family members, I told friends, and I'm not referring to, you know, if this was you, you know, forgive me, you know, but if it wasn't you, then you can be happy. But when I started telling people, like, that somebody else had put an offer in, this was the response. The response was, well, God's got something better for you then. And to me, that was a religious answer, because the best that God had for me was the house that I wanted. I had set my faith for that house, not any other house. And I'd been looking at the market, so I knew there wasn't anything better out there. And so I stood on the promise of God's word. I am confident I will see the goodness of the Lord while in the land of the living. That word goodness means I will see the best. So I made up my mind. I'm going to see the best of what God has to offer for me. And that's the best that God has for me. That's the house I want. That's the house she wanted. And so my Bible says, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believe that you receive and you shall have it. So when people started saying God has something better for you, my reply was, he doesn't. That's what he has for me, and that's going to come into our possession in Jesus' mighty name. I told the church in Vermont when I was telling them the story, the thing with New England, forgive us, Pastor, but the thing with New England and having the Patriots here, we're not used to losing. We win. And it's God's children. We're not used to losing. We win. Can somebody say amen? And I told the people in Bethel, Vermont, I said, I'm going to win, and that house is coming into my family. So I started 21 days of praying and fasting. Every time we would drive by, we would come to church. The house is right off of Route 15. Every time we would drive by Corinth and pass by that house, we would say, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that house belongs to ours. I would pray, Father, I thank you that whatever is going to happen in this house, it's going to be reversed, and that house is coming back into our possession. You said if we decree a thing, it'll come to pass. There's life and death is in the power of the tongue. Not once did I ever say, even though in my mind I may have thought I had lost the house, my tongue never allowed me to say, I lost the house. But I always declared the promises of God. And I said, I thank you, Lord, that house is coming to us. That house belongs to us. I said, Father, I thank you for the people that put that house in that property, because they may not know it yet, but they didn't build that house for them. They built that house for us in Jesus' mighty name. And so I began to speak in words of faith. I commanded the devil to take his hands off of this lowest. Dalton's wife, Lois, I remember telling her, she said, God has to do something about it. When I told her we lost the house and we had one day to find out, she said, well, God has to do something about this. And I looked at my wife, I said, you know what? I like what Lois just said. God does have to do something about this. And so we drove by and I said, God, I said, thank you for giving us that home in Jesus' mighty name. But let me tell you what, I was on prayer. Some things just won't happen unless or until you pray and fast. We don't pray and fast for the rewards, but it doesn't deny the fact that when you kill your flesh and give God first priority in your life, it doesn't deny the fact that God is going to reward you openly. Can somebody say amen? And so I remember on the 21 day of our prayer and fasting, I started January 2nd and ended 21 days later. On the 21st day where I ended my fast that morning, my house came under contract. And I said, oh, we got it. They gave us 10 days to sell the house. Or they would decline the offer or go look somewhere else. But they gave us 10 days to put our house on the contract. And so they gave God a time limit. How many of us know, you give God a time limit, it doesn't matter. God can perform a miracle just like that. And my wife said, she said, you know, during this prayer and fasting, she said, God spoke to me and he said, that's the house that you guys are going to have. But I want you to see that this is all my doing and it is not your doing. And so on the when we ended our 21 days of prayer and fasting, I'm going to build somebody's faith now. On the 21 days that I ended the prayer and fasting, our house came under contract. I ate my first food at like about noon that day. An hour after that, our realtor, Trish, called us up. And she said, this has never happened, and I've never seen this happen before. But are you interested? We were going to go look at another house in Corinth, in Village Drive. And so when she called me up, this has never happened. Are you still interested in that house in Corinth? And I told her, I'm thinking to myself, like, what do you mean still interested? I haven't even looked at the house yet. But when she said still interested, I said, is she talking about the house that we originally looked at? My wife said, you should have seen the look on your face when she was telling you that. She said, it was priceless. But I said, are you talking about the house that I originally wanted? She said, yeah. She's all like, I don't know what happened, but the seller says that the buyer is giving them a hard time. And so she refuses to work with them. And she decided today that she wants to sell the house to you and your wife. So are you still interested in the house? She said, we can go do a walkthrough before you say yes. I said, I don't need the walkthrough. I'm going to tell you yes right now, because I knew that was the house that God had for us. And so let me encourage you with this. Sometimes when you're going through what you're going through, you don't understand why you're going through it. You may not even see God in the picture. You may say, well, God, that's what you spoke to me. And I believe that it is during those times God is testing you. Are you going to keep your mind focused on my word? Are you going to allow your mouth to line up with what I have to say and what I've declared over your life? Are you going to allow somebody in the church or your friend or a family member to tell you what you want to hear? But don't make up your mind. I'm not going to listen. I'm not made for second best. People say, well, sometimes life's going to throw you lemons. Well, if life throws you lemons, throw the lemons right back at them, because you weren't made for the lemons of life. You were made for the best that God has to offer you. Can somebody say amen? And so I'll tell you what, March 14th, my wife and I, both of my kids, we get to live in our new home in Corinth, Maine. And that is all the glory and the praise to God. Can somebody say amen? And so if God did it for me, God will do it for you. And I believe, if Pastor, if you don't mind me saying this, but I believe as you end your 21 days of prayer and fasting, some of you have been believing for things. I feel the Holy Spirit telling me. Some of you have been believing for some things. And you've been believing for it for years, maybe months. And I prophesy to you in the name of Jesus that whatever it is that you've been believing God for, the power of God comes against every hindering spirit. And I believe even within the hour, you will receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can somebody say amen? For those of you that are believing for healing, it comes upon your body right now in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen? Steve, I heard about your father. God's not limited by time and distance, but I declare in the name of Jesus, the infirmity of cancer dies in Jesus' mighty name. Can somebody say amen? But God is good all the time. And you will see, I declare this to you, you will see the goodness of the Lord operating in your life. You will not receive the second best, but you will receive the best of what God has for you. And if you believe that tonight, just go ahead and take 30 seconds, clap your hands and give God the praise.
Yeah. Praise God. There's something powerful when we agree with what God says. And there's something powerful when we agree together in unity as to what God says. So these individuals are going to come and they're going to pray and declare and agree. And I'm going to ask you, I think you already know how to get with it because you're with it tonight. But we're going to out loud, we're going to agree together with every decree that is prayed here tonight. Every person's been given a different area that we want God to be involved in. And if you want to stand, if you want to sit, I don't care what you do, but let's just agree. How many? Let's have a little prayer meeting a little bit this way, and then we're going to end up in worship, okay? Are you ready? Are you ready? Amen. Let's decree together tonight.
Hallelujah. Father, I declare that in 2018, every marriage will see the blessing of God over their life. Father, I thank you, Lord, that instead of strife, Father, every marriage will be full of peace, will be full of laughter, will be full of the joy of the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you that 2018 is going to be the greatest year of marriage that each and every single one of us have ever had, oh God. Father, I thank you, Lord, that in 2018, the bad that we've seen happen in 2017, it stays in 2017. And in 2018, oh Lord, we will experience the goodness of the Lord in every area of our marriages. Can somebody say amen? Father, I thank you, Lord, that in 2018, every marriage, Lord, will make Jesus Christ the central part of their marriage, oh God. Father, I thank you and declare in 2018 that we're going to move forward and we're going to move up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you, Lord, for supernatural wisdom, for supernatural favor, and for supernatural love in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you that every assignment and every plan of the devil to destroy the marriages of the people of God, as God's children, we take absolute authority over every work, over every assignment, and we command it to die tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that 2018 will be a year of ultimate victory, where every marriage will walk from victory to victory, from mountaintop to mountaintop, oh God. I thank you, Lord, this is the year for every marriage, oh God, to rise up to the occasion, oh Lord. Father, to go the extra mile. I even pray, Lord, for supernatural love to be poured out upon us, oh God. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you would give us a heart of compassion and a heart of peace, oh Lord. And Father, I pray that in our marriages, Lord, we will not be selfish. But Father, I thank you, Lord, as we make you number one in our lives. Father, I pray as we make you number one in our lives, Father, everything else will fall together. I thank you, Lord, that marriage is not burdensome, oh God. Father, I thank you that 2018, we will not live struggle to struggle every week or every day. But I thank you, 2018 is going to be the greatest year for the marriages of Charleston Church here, God. I thank you for your favor. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your wisdom, oh God. And thank you for the ability and the power that you have endued with us, oh God, to make 2018 the greatest year we have ever experienced, in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I declare in 2018 that we will walk in forgiveness, Lord Jesus. God, I know that sometimes it's hard to do, but God, you give us supernatural ability in Jesus' name. God, no root of bitterness, Lord Jesus. No lie from the enemy, Lord Jesus. God, we walk not in the past, but God, we look forward to the future, Lord Jesus. And God, every offense, every hardship, Lord Jesus, let us walk away from it in the name of Jesus. Give us a supernatural ability, God, where we don't think we can do it on our own, Lord Jesus. Let us put it in your hand, Lord Jesus, and let us see victory after victory after victory. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you, oh God, will give us the strength to forgive ourselves. Sometimes it's hard to forgive ourselves, Lord Jesus. But God, let the past be the past, Lord. You said that there is therefore now no condemnation to those that walk in Christ Jesus. And God, I thank you that we can walk in complete forgiveness, Lord. And God, you will give us the victory in this, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I declare that in 2018, the students of Charleston Church will be strong. They will be courageous. They will be mighty, and they will be warriors. I declare that they will be the light, and that whatever comes their way, nothing will dim that light. I declare that wherever they walk, wherever they talk, wherever they are, that they will walk in your blessing and your favor, and I speak protection over them. As they're in their schools, put a hedge of protection around them. I declare that the students who are sick will be healed. The students who are broken will be put back together. The students who are confused will be given clarity. The students who are lost will be found. And the students who are insecure, that they will be made secure in you. God, we thank you that the next generation at Charleston Church will not face the difficulties of this world. They will not struggle with anxiety. Anxiety won't be any part of their lives. They will not battle depression. Depression has no way around them. In Jesus' name. And I pray that you would raise up spiritual heroes for the next generation at this church. From the left to the right, to the front to the back. Spiritual heroes to guide them, to lead them, to give them advice, to encourage them and to help them along the way. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, I declare in your name, by the power of your blood, that you will bless the finances of the people of Charleston Church and the church itself and the school, Faith Bible College Institute. We pray, Lord, that you're covering over this church, the covering over this people will be strong. We pray, Lord, that you would break the fear of lack. We pray, Lord, that in your name, that the people will fall on their knees, knowing and trusting that you have full control over every dime that is in their pocket. And Lord, I pray that every decision with money, that they seek you first, that they seek you first to find out what you want in the matter. Because Lord, every dime belongs to you. No matter where it goes, it belongs to you. No matter how much we have, it belongs to you. And Lord, I pray that that mindset of each one here be changed, knowing that they are not in control, but he is in control. Lord Jesus, you reign over this church this year, 2018, over the finances. I pray for blessing in abundance for each house and for this church, in Jesus' name.
Lord, we declare that in 2018, we'll have freedom over each and every form of addiction, Lord. Each and every form of addiction, Lord. Not just drugs, not just alcohol, Lord, but everything. We know that when we come to you and we ask anything in your name, Lord, that anything is possible and we'll find victory, Lord. So we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name today, starting now, that you'll give victory to each and every man, woman, and child suffering with any form of addiction, Lord. We ask that you give them complete freedom, open their eyes and their hearts and their minds so that they understand what exactly it is that they mean to you, Lord, and what you mean to them, Lord, and the hope that they have in you, Lord. And we know that with you all things are possible, Lord. And because of these possibilities, Lord, we ask that you break the bonds and you break the chains of addiction. And you give new life and new hope to each and every person struggling today. And these things we ask in your heavenly name.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, I declare, Lord, that this is a year of right relationships, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, an anointing on every relationship, Lord God, in a marriage, in a home, in your families, Lord God, parents and children, in your workplace, Lord God. I declare, Lord, right relationships, Lord God. Every relationship that's designed by you is anointed by you, Lord God. Every relationship that is not from you, Lord God, I pray you make it easy to weed out, Lord God. Easy to stop, easy to end, Lord God. Only from you, Lord Jesus. The word says that iron sharpens iron. And I pray, I declare, Lord God, that for open doors, for divine connections, relationships, and anointings, Lord God, I pray for every single person in this home and online in every relationship. In Jesus' name, amen.
I declare that in 2018, this church will see more souls saved than we've ever seen before. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray that it will be just amazing how many souls we see saved. Father, I pray that you'll help us as a church family, as the scripture says, to go out and compel them to come in. Help us, Father, to be instant, in season and out of season, reaching out to those that need you. And Father, we pray for those here tonight and in our church family that might have husbands or wives that are not walking with you. Father, we pray that you will save them. Let it be amazing how you convict them and put your arms of love about them and draw them in. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. And Father, everyone in this church family that has children that are not walking with you and grandchildren, I pray, Father, that will be amazing how you save them and redeem them and wash their sins away. Father, we thank you. Father, I pray that each and every week for the rest of this year and beyond, we'll see people born again. We'll see people find Jesus Christ. Father, let us see a harvest of souls. And I pray, oh Lord God, that you'll help us as a church family to help these new Christians to grow and mature and multiply. Father, I just feel in my spirit tonight that it is going to happen. And we thank you for it. We praise you. We praise you and we worship you for what you're going to accomplish. In Jesus' name, amen.
I declare tonight in 2018, this will be a year of healing. God, I speak against every cancerous cell in this place. I speak against, I declare, any tumor, God, would be gone, would be shriveled up. God, I speak against arthritis. God, I speak against anything in the brain. God, I pray, God, that seizures would be ceased in the name of Jesus. God, that even tonight, God, that this would be a place of healing. God, I speak against any heart disease, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you would rebuild those cardiac muscles. God, I speak against any lung disease in this place. God, I pray that you would take lungs, God, and you would renew them. God, as if they were new. God, I speak against eyes that can't see. God, I pray that you would open them. God, I speak, I declare, ears that can't hear will hear. God, I speak to the lame, God, that they will rise and that they would walk. God, every muscle that is weak, God, I speak against diabetes. God, I speak against Parkinson's. God, I declare, God, that this will be a year of healing, God, and why? So you can be exalted, God, so that the world will see who you are. God, I pray that through the healings, God, people would be saved. God, we believe you can do it. God, we thank you. God, I pray, God, that you would keep our homes. God, the world may be afraid of the flu, influenza, God, but we are not. God, I pray you would surround our homes, God, with your protection. God, I pray that you would keep us well, God, so we can speak your name and your glory, God. God, I thank you, God, you're going to do it. God, we don't just ask, but God, we declare it done. God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I declare that 2018, for every parent in this place, will be a year of encouragement and not discouragement. I declare that this year will be the year that we don't seek the a doctor's notice or what the doctor has to say, but God, we will lay hands on our kids and see them healed in Jesus' name. Lord, I declare provision around every family in Jesus' name. Lord, let parents live their lives like a life that they would be proud to see their children live. In Jesus' name, God, I pray right now that every parent, not one will feel alone in this battle, God. Not one in their endeavor to parent, whether they are married, whether they are single. Every parent will not feel alone, God, because you are with us. My God, you'll speak wisdom in how to raise our children. We're not raising just lukewarm Christians. We're not raising up weak Christians. We're going to raise up mighty warriors. Warriors for the kingdom of God that can declare your name and see blessing and see victory in every area of their lives. In 2018, bless every parent in Charleston Church in Jesus' name.
If you believe it so, let's stand to our feet. Come on, if you receive every promise that we've made a decree in accordance with God's word, let's get up on our feet. Come on, help us. You folks can go down. Let's lift our hands and begin to thank God. If you would, let's begin to thank God. You seal a promise with praise. You seal a promise with praise. Hallelujah. Go ahead, lead us. Let's worship a little bit.
You set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God. You are the everlasting. We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one. The goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is my light and salvation.
Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid?
The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? But I will trust in you. Oh, we will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will remain, shout. I will remain confident. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this.
I'm gonna see. Oh yes.
Oh the Lord. We set our hope on. is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. Oh, this is how we fight our battles. Oh, I wish you'd declare that out tonight. This is how we fight our battles. Oh, we pray. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. Oh, come on. This is how we fight our battles. Oh, it is. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm always surrounded, Lord. I'm surrounded by you. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight. Oh yeah, come on. And this is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. Oh, it's how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. And this is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. Like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm, oh, surround me, Lord. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded, yeah. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our. Oh yes it is. Oh, this is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight. This is how we fight. Oh, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Oh, you never leave, never forsake us, oh God. Oh yeah. This is how we fight our battles. Oh, this is how we fight our battles. I said, this is how we fight our battles. Oh, we lift the name of Jesus. This is how we fight our battles. We declare it. This is how we win our battles. This is how we win our battles. This is how we win our battles. This is how we win our. Oh, it's how we win. We win our. Oh, it's how we win. It's how we win. We don't look back. Oh, amen. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look. Like I'm surrounded, surround me, Lord. Well, this is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. Oh, it's how we fight our battles. Oh, this is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. Come on, church. Victory in your place tonight. Hey, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Surround me, Lord. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Oh, yeah. But I'm surrounded by you. This is how we fight. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. Oh, it's how we fight. Way maker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Amen. Make miracle work. Light in the darkness, my God, that is always who you are. Yeah. Way make, miracle work, promise keep. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. Worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives. Oh, you turn us around. Oh, we worship you. You are Him, mending every heart. I wear. Come on, let's worship. Let's worship. Hey, yeah. We make miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You're working, even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working, you never stop. Oh, come on, somebody. Even when I don't see it, you're working, even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop. Oh, that's right, He's working right now. Even when I don't see it, you are working. Oh, you never stop. Never stop working. Waymaker. Way make, miracle work, promise keep. Way make, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. Oh, way maker. Way make, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. My God, that is who
worship your name and give you praise. When I think of your sacrifice, the ultimate price that you pay, Lord, I love to worship your name.
Thank you.
And give you praise.
Salvation. When the wicked, my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Oh, yes, they did. Oh, we celebrate Jesus. Oh, yeah. Omnipotent, almighty defender, my victory, my refuge, when I run to you, are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough. Breakthrough, you are the God of the breakthrough. When I can't see my way through, and I really don't know what to do, I look to you. Breakthrough, walls fall down when I shout through, and strongholds break. Somebody shall break through. Oh, yeah. You are the undefeated one, my life and my salvation. When the wicked, my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. We need a shout of victory tonight, Lord. Hey. Almighty Defender, my victory, my refuge, the one I run to. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough. Oh, yes, you are. Breakthrough, you are the God of the breakthrough. When I can't see, strongholds break when I pray through. So I'm gonna praise you. You are the God. Sing it again. Hey, breakthrough. You are the God of the breakthrough.
When I can't see my way, and I really don't know what to do. I love to hear
breakthrough. The walls fall down when I shout through. The strongholds been breaking through. Lift your hands up and just begin to praise God with all your might right now. Just begin to pray for that breakthrough. Pray this year. Declare it's going to be a good year, a great year. Oh, hallelujah. With breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in the struggle. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I lift, glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind.
This is Josh. Everybody say hi to Josh. He's my buddy. He's one of the sons of the house. And what is it that you did to your leg?
I fell and I guess I tore my ACL. It was an old injury and I stirred it up and
tore the ACL.
Yeah.
That's not something you get over in a day. I've never torn mine, but I'm not sure where mine is. So if I had to tear it, I wouldn't know where to start. And this was how long ago?
It was on the 8th of January.
The 8th of January, so 20 days ago. Yeah. Is anybody here tore an ACL? Just raise your hand up high. How many here have ever torn an ACL? Yeah, yeah, all over, all ages of people. Anybody who's torn an ACL knows that in 20 days, you don't just get back up and start walking around. Right? 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 It's true. And, I mean, I'm not a paid medical professional, but I'm just saying, from what I see and hear. And tonight, Josh, well, I saw you this morning. I saw you this week. What's going on with that leg?
It's you.
Ain't no problem, man. Ain't no problem with that ACL. You could kick in the Pro Bowl today if you wanted to. Isn't that awesome? Come on, let's rejoice with Josh. Thank God. Praise God. The Holy Spirit spoke to me down here and said there are people that are under so much pressure. And that it's time that we stop being under pressure and we start putting pressure on the circumstances. It's a little tiring after a while, isn't it? Like you're always under pressure. And I'm asking the Lord tonight to give you a bit of a something or whatever it is that you say, I'm tired of the pressure, and instead of me being under pressure, I'm going to put the devil under pressure. I'm going to put the attack under pressure. I'm going to flip the pressure around, and I'm not going to be the pressured. I'm going to be the pressurer. I don't know. That's English now. Now that I've said it, it's a good English. I'm no longer the pressured. I'm the pressurer. I'm no longer the runner. I'm the attacker. I'm no longer the victim. I'm the victor. I'm no longer on defense. I'm moving into offense. How many would rather get in that position? How many would rather get in that position? I'm tired of trying to just stay standing. I want to start walking and move foot forward. I'll tell you how you do it by continual praise. I'll tell you how you do it by agreeing with God. I'll tell you how you do it by decreeing what God has said. These are not positive statements, though they are positive. Positive thinking is not going to win spiritual battles. It is agreeing with the word of God, and the power of life and death are in the tongue. And when David got up in that valley with Goliath, he did not say, man, I think I'm going to win. He got up and said, I'm going to beat this devil, and I'm going to win this battle. Let's lift our hands and say, I'm going to praise. Just begin to praise him. Say, I'm going to position myself the beginning of this year. No more pressure on me. I'm going to put pressure on the situation. Hallelujah. Ready? Come on. Lord, we praise you tonight. No more pressure on the children of God. But the children of God begin to pressure the situation. The pressure at work, we pressure it with prayer. The pressure in our marriages, we pressure it with decrees. The pressure in our minds, we pressure it with the word of God. Hallelujah. For every source of pressure, we have an answer. We have a spiritual weapon. We take up the sword of the Spirit. We take up the shield of faith. And tonight, Lord, help us to change our position in Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Praise God. Would you just find one person? Let's agree in prayer that we seal what God has done here tonight. Would you please just find one person, if you would? It's power and agreement again, and begin to pray. Lord, I pray for my friend. I pray for my neighbor. I pray for my family member, my relative, my child, my parent, my spouse, my grandfather, my grandmother, my grandchild. Come on, let's pray together. Lord, your healing stays in the people of God tonight. Victory stays in the people of God tonight. Glory stays in the people of God tonight. Breakthrough stays in the people of God tonight. Those that are watching online that have involved themselves with this meeting, I pray that you'll move and get involved in their situation. Let them stop being the victim and be the victor. Let them stop running and start standing. Hallelujah. Let them stop trying to find out how to survive and let them find a way to break through in the name of Jesus. Everything that's happening to our kids, we pray it happens to our enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Every person that would attack our children, Lord, distance them from our children. Whatever you've got to do, that we've claimed our children for you tonight, Lord. And every spiritual attack on our children, on who they are, their identity, their gifting, their calling, their purpose, we say, Lord, put a distance between the enemy and our kids. Make the enemy fall over, and our children will stand strong in the name of Jesus Christ. Let all cancer be smitten in the name of Jesus. Let all flu be gone. I curse influenza. It's not stronger than you. We thank you for healing power. Let there be a healing power. A spiritual flu shot given to everybody in this meeting tonight. Hallelujah. In response to an act of faith, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for a spiritual intensity in this church until you come. Let there be a spiritual fervency, a fire, a desire, an excitement, a joy, an expectation until your return, Lord. Come on, begin to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Let Jesus pour out His presence on you till your cup overflows. Hallelujah.